This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Say that our enemy is fear. It's not COVID. The enemy we are facing right now in America is fear. It has nothing to do with coronavirus. Coronavirus is a medical situation that has been blown into something even beyond what it is for political purposes. But those things are going to come. After coronavirus will be something else. So fear, if you find a way to take on fear, you bust through that. I say it a lot. I feel like a preacher sometimes. Well, imagine my surprise when I got a text yesterday with a short sermon, like 7 or 8 minutes long, from Father Walt. And it was just exactly that, on faith versus fear. As a present to you today, I'm going to play this to start the program because I think you're going to hear everything you need to fight anything in your future that is a challenge. Here you go.
Jesus makes it abundantly clear today that good and evil have and always will coexist. And there are two ways that we can respond to this reality. We either live by faith or we live by fear. When you live by faith, you're free. And the reason you're free is because whatever is happening in your given state of affairs in your life, be that good or bad, you see that coming from the hands of a loving God and leading you back to the loving God. But when you live by fear, you are controlled and you will become a slave to whoever promises even temporary relief. And given the fact that our country as a whole, mostly from the younger generation, has more or less pushed God out of the picture completely, we are increasingly more susceptible to being controlled by fear, specifically the fear of death. I have been blown away during these past months at how much freedom we have given up in the name of fear. In the past 4 months, in the name of fear, we have been paralyzed as a country, and there seems to be no rationality behind most of it. Apparently, the government deems massive crowds in protest standing shoulder to shoulder to instill fear in neighborhoods is okay. But having church services, family funerals, or patriotic celebrations is dangerous. A hazard to the public. Standing in graduation lines. Dangerous. But anyone can stand in line at Walmart or Menards as they pay and check out, because that's deemed necessary. In less than 4 months, our media successfully instilled fear in the majority of the population, controlling who they could go and see. People became more increasingly afraid of their families, neighbors, and friends than they were of their enemies. And in the name of fear, the majority of Americans have surrendered their critical thinking skills and independence, and have been convinced that this virus, this pandemic, is unlike anything we have ever seen in human history. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 9, it says, "What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun." So yes, this virus is new and unknown. Fear is not. In every age of humanity, we have dealt with fear. Fear is part of the fallen condition. Throughout history, tribes, nation states have lived in fear and anticipation of so many different things threatening them at any moment. And so this morning, the real question is, how will you and I respond to fear? I, last night, was getting ready for bed and I received an email from a friend. And then I read it. It changed my whole homily. I had a whole different homily prepared, and I gave yesterday. But as I read through this quote that he sent me, I was just more and more overcome by the similarities that this author, the great author C.S. Lewis, was writing in regards to the atomic era and the era that we live in. In 1948, he spoke about the mental stress that was leveled upon humanity with the imminent threat of nuclear warfare. He said this: "In one way, we think a great deal too much about the atomic bomb. How are we to live in an atomic age? I am tempted to reply, as you would have lived in the 16th century when the plague visited London every year. Or as you might have lived in the Viking Age when raiders from Scandinavia might land and cut your throat at any point during the night. Or indeed, as you are already living in the age of cancer and syphilis and paralysis, in the age of air raids, railway accidents, motor accidents. In other words, do not let us begin by exaggerating the novelty of our situation. Believe me, dear sir or madam, you and all whom you love have already been sentenced to death long before the atomic bomb was invented. And quite a high percentage of us are going to die in very unpleasant ways. We do indeed have one great advantage over our ancestors. We have anesthetics. It is perfectly ridiculous to go about whimpering and drawing long faces because scientists have added one more chance at a painful and premature death to a world which already bristled with such chances, in which death itself was not a chance at all, but a fact. This is the point to be made. And the action to be taken is, first of all, to pull ourselves together. If we are all going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb find us doing sensible human things. Praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing sports, chatting to our friends over a pint of beer and a game of darts. Not huddled like frightened sheep, thinking about bombs. They may break our bodies. Any virus can do that. But they need not dominate our minds." Now, before I get people angry at me for overlooking the severity of the situation we are in, let me say this. There is a real threat, but it is not new. And yes, we should be smart and use common sense. And what I'm saying, and what I think C.S. Lewis is saying, is let us not succumb to panic and let fear dominate our minds and paralyze our hearts over something that is an imminent threat every single day: death. And there is only one who has had anything to say about death and something beyond it. And he's hanging on a cross behind me. Christians aren't afraid of death because we know the one that has conquered it. Are we living in unprecedented times? I don't know, maybe. But one thing is sure. One thing is a fact. We will all die. And we can either accept this and live free, full of anticipation of the life to come with what little time we all have left. Or we can rebel against it and live in a state of fear and anxiety. For myself, I am done living in fear. I will be conscious and smart. I will use my common sense, but I will not be controlled. And as my patron, the great patriarch Saint Joshua, said in the Old Testament, "As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord."
How's that for 7.5 minutes of wisdom?
Spot. We have a bingo. We have a bingo. Spot on.
I love the C.S. Lewis quote too.
Man, yeah.
Really, really, really good. And you know, what blew me away about that is we've talked about a lot of that on this program.
Yeah, we have.
Through COVID, a lot of those themes have been here, and I was thrilled to hear him do as Father Joshua Walls. I'm not sure which parish he's at now. He was a vocation director. He's got an incredible vocation story. Incredible. In fact, it's on YouTube and played at many, many, many youth events for kids about his journey to the priesthood is pretty amazing. But that is so well said, I think, by so many. And you know what? To take COVID out of it, right? Take the TikTok of what we're, you know, challenged with right now, and just apply that to life, and no matter what comes, you know, I love the, you know, death's a threat every day. The threat every day, right? Good versus evil exists. So how are you going to live? You're going to let that fear dominate you? Or are you going to realize, hey, I'm going to live my life to the fullest, knowing today could be the day, tomorrow could be the day, but you know what? I know where I'm going.
And I don't get to pick that. I don't get to pick my ending. Sorry.
But great advice, too, for those that I think, you know, and I have family members like this, it just... I mean, they perseverate over this and find every piece of information on it and send it to you 7 times a day and say, well, what about this? What about that? My gosh, that's just no way to live. It really isn't. What'd you think of that? What'd you like? What didn't you like? Tell me. 701-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Brought to you by MyPillow, where the MyPillow mattress pad comes with 2 standard pillows, and it's 30% off right now. So if you're hearing me and going, okay, wait a minute, maybe this is it. Maybe I should just not put up with this bad back anymore. Don't want to spend the money on a whole new mattress and box spring of it. This mattress pad will make your bed like new. You're going to love it. It's 30% off right now. comes out of the box and it's on, and you throw the sheets on, and like 10 minutes later, lay down, check it out. You're going to love it. Absolutely love the mattress pad from MyPillow. Two free standard MyPillows come with it, and it's 30% off right now if you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Don't forget, Beach blankets, Beach towels now. They restocked on the towels because they flew off the shelf. Call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com. Back on What's on Your Mind. What is on your mind today, folks? You tell me at 800-228-0550. Texter says, Father Walls nailed that homily. Powerful. It was. It was. Somebody asked for me to post it on Facebook. I did already yesterday, but I did it again today, so it's right at the top of the feed there on Facebook. We'll have that on AM 1100 The Flag and KFAR's Facebook page, too, here in a little bit. Todd's off today, so. Is there a way to get a link to that message, says another? Yeah, so any of the websites, Facebook page right now. That was spot on. Thank you for sharing, says another. Trevor's out in the oil patch today at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Trevor?
Well, you know, we talk about everybody being so afraid and all this fear. These people, I don't know, the adults. It's not the kids. The kids need to go back to school. They need the social and emotional well-being of being in that surrounding, in that setting, so they can actually go forward with the learning. These parents who just scream, oh, we're going to kill all the kids. No, we're not. You look at the European studies, the kids are least likely to catch it and even less likely to carry it with them. Let the kids, not only adults. Well, I wish the school district would give us more guidance. Be adults. They're your kids. If you don't want them back to school, don't send them there. Why does the school district have to tell you to do it with your own kid?
There was a doctor in front of the U.S. Capitol yesterday with a bevy of other doctors talking about a number of things related to COVID. One of them was a woman, Kevin, can you find a piece of that where she talks about there is a cure? She's treated 350 patients with COVID. She said, here's what you need to do. If you have someone you know, you love, an acquaintance, whatever, that has COVID, get them a drug that is the therapy right now, because it is saving lives. She's talking about people coming into her office with diabetes that would be a death sentence, and there's a treatment. And she's so mad at the medical community for poo-pooing this. Here's a little bit of what she said.
For the past few months, I've taken care of over 350 patients. We've not lost one. Not a diabetic, not a somebody with high blood pressure, not somebody with asthma, not an old person. We've not lost one patient. And on top of that, I put myself, my staff, and many doctors that I know on hydroxychloroquine for prevention, because by the very mechanism of action, it works early and as a prophylaxis. We see patients, 10 to 15 COVID patients every day. We give them breathing treatments. We only wear surgical masks. None of us has gotten sick. It works. So right now, I came here to Washington, D.C. to say, America, nobody needs to die. The study that made me start using hydroxychloroquine was a study that they did under the NIH in 2005 that say it works. Recently, I was doing some research about a patient that had hiccups, and I found that they even did a recent study in the NIH, which is our national institute, National Institute of Health. They actually had a study, and go look it up. Type hiccups and COVID, you will see it. They treated a patient that had hiccups with hydroxychloroquine, and it proved that COVID is a symptom of hiccups. It's a symptom of COVID. So if the NIH knows that treating the patient with hydroxychloroquine proves that hiccup is a symptom of COVID, then they definitely know that hydroxychloroquine works.
Yeah, it works. It works, Trevor. Do you remember those two California doctors that got in all that grief?
Oh,
by the way, that video was viral yesterday. Breitbart had it out. They've taken it down now. You can't watch it.
This morning on the news, they said that all the doctors that were standing in front of the Capitol were giving misleading and false information.
Yeah, I, and again, she's talking about this hiccup thing. This sounds crazy, but evidently hiccup is one of the symptoms of COVID. And NIH themselves did a test that say, yeah, hiccups are a symptom of COVID, and this
hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
I'm a ventriloquist today. I'm just pulling the string.
All good, brother.
He's sorry. And it's fixing it. They know it. Here's my thing. Trevor, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it crazy to think that if a doctor has an opinion, the doctor ought to be able to give their opinion, and you can agree, disagree, you can study it. Why is the doctor isn't like saying, you know, take shoe polish and ingest it, right, or some stupid thing like that. But if a doctor has an opinion about a medical treatment, I want to hear that doctor. I'll decide for myself whether I want to take their advice or not. Why are they silencing the people that can make this problem better?
But that's like everything else. That's what I was talking about with the school district. Why is everybody waiting for a school district to tell you what to do? Be an adult. They're your kids. Do what you want with them. If you don't, do distance learning if that's what you want to do. Or let your kids go to school and be kids.
Yes, great lesson for kids. Don't be consumed in fear. Precisely. Texter says, thank you, Scott, for playing that homily. Just what we need to hear. Where can I find this to send to friends and family?
Of the Pastor Walls?
On YouTube, since I'm not on Facebook. It wasn't on YouTube, it was
on SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com, and just type in Father Josh. Josh?
It's Joshua Walls.
Joshua Walls.
Exactly right. And let's see, St. Joseph in Mandan is where he is at now. Somebody else helped me out with that. Thank you very much. Let's see here. I needed that this morning. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad. Good timing on our part. Where can I get a hold of this? The enemy we're facing is liberalism. Well, the enemy's fear. And parts of the Democratic Party and liberalism are all about pushing fear. So they're connected. But I wouldn't say it's directly them. Texter says that was perfect and very true. Thanks for sharing, Scott. Only a Republican stands on the railroad track waiting for the train.
Okay.
Probably, some truth to that. You know, just
yeah.
Rather than a little too much drama for me. I don't know. A great sermon. Thanks for sharing it, says another. Please post this sermon on your Facebook share. Already there. I turn the radio on. Who's this guy talking? He's spot on. Father Joshua Walls. There you go. You got it? Hope you get it. Good. Going to check in with the Trump campaign. Ivanka Trump was in Minnesota yesterday. Did you know that? That's right. We're going to recap that visit. Get the latest on events in Minnesota related to the Trump campaign. That'll be ground zero for those of us here in the heartland. The money guy, Brian Cronk, coming up and more. Stay tuned. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Agriculture officials in nearly every U.S. state are reporting that people are being mailed unrequested packages of seeds that appear to have been mailed from China. And officials are stressing recipients of the mysterious packages should not plant the seeds. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles.
At this point in time, we don't have enough information to know if this is a hoax, a prank, an internet scam, or an act of agricultural bioterrorism.
Some of the packets are reportedly marked as containing jewelry and could display Chinese labeling.
Attorney General Bill Barr says Democrats keep trying to discredit him, and he argues that President Trump has never interfered in how he deals with criminal cases. That's what Bill Barr is expected to say today in testimony before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There has to be a reason we're playing this very awesome.
Frankie Yankovic, birthday today, born on this day.
Do you know how many times I danced to a polka at, cousins' weddings?
Oh, man, yeah. Well, his big one was,
Right.
Oh, yeah.
My mom had 16 kids in her family, so there were a few cousins.
Oh, you bet.
Lots of weddings.
Yep.
She was the baby, so I for as long as I've known, I've gone to cousins' weddings.
Bring
that up a little bit. I got a little more of that right there.
Roll along to Pharaoh. We'll have the Pharaoh upon.
Nicely done.
Thank you, sir. I saw that on my list of birthdays today. I thought, oh, man, we got to play some Frankie.
How old is Frankie?
He was born in 1915, passed away in 98. But I think his kid kept going. His son keeps, they're still playing.
They don't make it like that anymore, do they?
No, not at all.
Say, do you know at the University of Mary, 99% of on-campus undergraduate students receive financial aid? And right now, the university is offering a new scholarship, the CARE 19 scholarship, for new first-time applicants for 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants who will transfer to the university this fall. The University of Mary is preparing for students on campus in September with its wide-open spaces that allow for social distancing, in addition to a highly qualified emergency response team, creating a detailed reopening plan for safety, security, preparedness. The Crow's Nest Campus Restaurant, 24/7, it's open, I love it, seats nearly 600 people. So there's less crowding at peak times. Instead of lecture halls of 200 to 300 students, smaller class sizes keep students and faculty safe and connect students and faculty with faculty, knowing students by name. There's still time to apply to join the incoming class of 2020 to learn about the university's plan to safely restart classes on campus this fall. Check them out at umary.edu/prepared. Prepared. Erin Perini is with us. She is a director of press operations for the Trump campaign. Trump campaign had a couple of events in Minnesota yesterday, so we thought we better get you up to speed on those. Ivanka Trump was in Minnesota. How cool is that? Erin, how you doing?
I am well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. How'd yesterday go?
Yesterday was a huge success. It was the ability for the administration to be out in Minnesota talking directly to the American people on the work that's being done. One, to support jobs, and on a completely different track, to help solve the murders of some of the Native Americans and Alaskan Indians that exist in the United States. There were two different things that we did. One was going to a factory and working with a company, a manufacturing facility, and they signed the Pledge to America's Workers, which is an initiative that President Trump put forward that increases access to skills training for all all Americans, and it supports U.S. manufacturing. With the pledge to American workers so far, there are 16.3 million opportunities pledged by over 440 companies. That's making sure that employees have an opportunity to continue training, to continue education, and meet the needs of where the market and the job opportunities are today in the United States and into the future. President Trump's always been America first, and so he is taking a private and public partnership to make sure that jobs are readily available well into the future. It continues to be part of his America First message, and it was a great event yesterday.
All right, so how does somebody go about taking the pledge? How do they participate in that program?
It's usually a business that'll be able to do so. So they will get in touch with the administration and they will pledge to provide assets necessary for their employees to continue training, to continue their education, to make sure that there are opportunities for them to meet the demands of the economy of today.
Yeah, that is, I love it. I love it. You know, just again, the focus on America, which has been oddly, like so many things, controversial among some. For President Trump, America first. Oh, that's racist. What in the world? That's like saying, I love my family. Oh, you hate other people. No, yeah. I love my family first. I mean, oh, my gosh. It's just, you know, it is never ceases to amaze me. It really doesn't, you know. I'm looking at a Ron Burgundy meme, my favorite one of the day. It says, breaking news, the same people who said Trump would destroy America are destroying America. You know, there you go. I mean, they're acting as though he's going to destroy America. Meanwhile, we need the, you know, federal protection for cities. It's just, isn't this crazy? It's crazy.
I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And, you know, it's kind of funny, similar to the point that you were just making about, you know, those who said he would hurt America are the ones hurting America. And I've had this in my mind for a little while now, but I keep thinking about it. You know, Joe Biden and the Obama-Biden administration used federal law enforcement to spy on a political opponent's campaign and to spy on the duly elected president of the United States. President Trump is using federal law enforcement to restore law and order to the streets of America. The contrast is crystal clear.
Boy, is it ever. No kidding. And, you know, just through the filter of the media, and, you know, Democrats are going to do what Democrats are going to do. Joe Biden is in his basement. He needs to do, you know, I mean, he's just got to throw Hail Marys every day and hope something sticks, right? But the way it's reported, the lack of any kind of fair and balanced media, you know, you have two opponents when you're Donald Trump and running for president, and pretty much any Republican, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's 95% negative coverage of President Trump. It doesn't matter if he goes to a manufacturing plant, if he stands in front of a church holding a Bible, the media will scream breathless outrage at whatever the president does, even if it's absolutely the right thing, because they just can't get over the fact that he doesn't care to play by their rules. He's not there to impress the media and the Washington elite and the Acela corridor between D.C. and New York City. He cares about every American and this country, and he's going to continue to do what's best for everyone, not what's best for the coastal elites in this country, and it drives them absolutely nuts. But here's the thing, he's unafraid. He's unafraid to continue to fight for America, and you see it because today he's going to have another press conference where he goes out there and he talks about the facts about what's being done with the coronavirus, with the vaccine, with PPE, and all of those things, while the media tries and scream, like, let's remember, the media was saying, oh, we're not going to have ventilators. It's going to be ventilator shortages. The president surged resources. We now have an overcapacity of ventilators in this country and a stockpile like we should. So they're always going to scream outrage, and they keep trying to move the goalposts. But what they forget is that President Trump's already 10 steps ahead of them.
Yeah, you're so right. Here's another example where, you know, an initiative that really should, if I'm in the media and I'm curious, I say, well, you know, the Trump administration, Republican, yet they are setting up, you know, trying to enhance the criminal justice system, addressing the concerns of American Indian and Alaska Native communities with missing and murdered people. This is an initiative to find specifically, really, you know, particularly missing and murdered women and girls that have gone unnoticed, right? The Obama administration didn't do this. Previous administrations didn't do this. President Trump is doing it. Yesterday, I know there was an event you mentioned earlier with Ivanka about this as well. Explain this program, because it doesn't get much media attention, so we're telling most of our audience about this for the first time.
Yeah, so it's a two-year task force right now on missing and murdered American Indians and Alaskan Natives. It's known as Operation Lady Justice, and it's going to carry out a number of activities, and it's going to send reports to the White House on what we need to do to combat these kind of things. It's co-chaired by AG Barr and Secretary of the Interior Bernhardt, and their job is concentrated on meeting with tribal leaders and communities, improving the response by law enforcement, communities, and systems, and reviewing all of the research and data and developing an outreach campaign so that we make sure we can absolutely mitigate and take down the numbers of missing and murdered American Indians and help solve these crimes. Because it doesn't matter who you are in the United States, President Trump always wants law and order in this country, and he is going to make sure he fights to get it done for everybody.
How did this happen? How did this come to be, this program?
Well, it was, you know, really the work of the president and Secretary Bernhardt and AG Barr. They've been taking a whole of government and a whole of the United States approach, looking at everything and saying, where can we supplement? What do we need to do? And where are the issues we need to address? And this is just one of them. They saw this issue, and they're stepping up, and they're surging federal resources to be able to take care of the Americans in this country. And it's just part of that holistic approach that the president's taking. It just doesn't get the coverage because it's just not juicy enough for the media, which is unfortunate because it's such an important thing.
How much of these kind of events, of the president and rallies and, you know, traditional campaigning do you expect between now and November 3rd?
As much as we safely can, you'll absolutely see the president out there. Just the other week, he was down in Florida talking to those who had fled socialism in Venezuela. You will see him continue to do different political events. The vice president's gone out and done a couple of bus tours. Our team is out there across the country doing bus tours, getting the message out there, connecting with voters, and we will continue to use every resource we have. We have weekly seven nights a week online broadcast with Team Trump across all our social media. We just hit over 1 billion views. So we know our message is still getting out there. It's still resonating with voters. And we're going to continue to use the president, use his bully pulpit, and get the facts out there.
Two words to pass along to Ivanka Trump, North Dakota. She needs to come back. Come back and see us on the other side of the border here.
Absolutely. I will make sure she knows.
Thanks, Erin. Good to talk to you. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
You bet. Erin Perini is the director of press operations for the Trump campaign. Wanted to get you a little recap on it. Didn't get a lot of news attention. I know that's such a large surprise.
Wait, I have a question, Scott. I thought Trump was a sexist pig, and yet he's got all these women around him and all these important roles doing important, wonderful things. What's going on?
That's old news. That's fake news.
That's ridiculous.
And, you know, I don't doubt Donald Trump at some point in his life did some things that he regrets.
Oh, come on.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
And who hasn't? I just get a kick out of the Trump-hating loony left that to act like, okay, if there ever is anything he ever did that was wrong, they're going to hate him forever, but they don't hold their same folks to these, you know,
those fires. Yeah.
I mean, look at JFK in the White House.
Oh, right.
In the White House. Read some books about him. Ooh,
oh,
it's just disgusting.
My brother-in-law works with a guy out in Palm Springs. When Sinatra had his place out there and Kennedy would come out, he was in that story. He said, oh, yeah.
Their story.
JFK was a playboy, man. He was a player.
We're brought to you in part by our friends at DAC Diesel today. CJ and the team are on the business end of a diesel right now. Whether it's a truck or a semi or maybe it's a tractor. Anything diesel that needs fixing, a great shop in Bismarck, North Dakota, servicing diesel vehicles from all over the Fruity Plain. They even do house calls. If you got something stuck and you just need to get it running again, better give CJ a call. 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011, or find out more about them online at dacdiesel.com. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Jay and Dickerson when we come back.
Everyone is essential in Minnesota, especially our students. Some people are talking about not reopening schools this fall, but we can't let our kids fall further behind. Everybody knows online learning is no substitute for being in the classroom. We cannot stay shut down forever. The majority of parents agree. It is time to reopen Minnesota schools. Add your name to the growing list of parents at openmnschools.com. That's openmnschools.com.
Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
PetroServe USA has a great lunch special for you today. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Come on in and check it out. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11. 2 for $2 on the sparkling ice with caffeine. Salted nut rolls are 2 for $1. The giant seeds, 5 ounce bag, only $1.29. And how about the new Kit Kat birthday cake? 79 cents. And the Anacorda, 10-foot course for your iPhone, $9.49. At a PetroServe USA near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spirit Way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Texter says, if Trump cared about Native Americans, why hasn't he visited a reservation? Because you can't care about something unless you actually go there, right? You can't. And Obama went there, what, in the month number, last few months of his administration, as I recall. Does that mean he didn't care about it the entire time? Silly talk.
More importantly, what did he do about it?
Silly talk. Well, what he did about it was cook up the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right there with his friends Dave Archambault and his sister, who worked for Obama. Anyway, I just think that's sort of silly. It is. It's sort of silly, like Trump's a pig. He's a terrible. You was Bill Clinton a pig? You don't mention that. You don't. You didn't hold that against him. It's just a derangement that I don't understand. You don't have to love the man. Don't love the man. Don't like the guy. You can think he's the worst. Just get up every day and say, okay, are these 10 things better than they were last month? And a lot of answers are going to be yes, with the exception of the impacts, obviously, from coronavirus.
which you can thank China for. But when you have an economic weapon like COVID, who better to have in the White House in the aftermath to say, we're going to bring this back? And he's already doing it.
Going back to Clinton's the goat of philanderers, man. He is the greatest of all time.
Don't mess with that
Trump
now. You're,
Donald
a hater.
Trump couldn't hold his candle.
You're a hater.
On the best day.
PetroServe USA has lunch today, and I'm thinking a meatball dinner might be in my future. Head up to Harwood, I-29 exit. Find the PetroServe USA location and enjoy. Or go Beefy Noodle, 12th Avenue North I-29 location in Fargo. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie in Valley City today. Exit 292 off I-94, that great convenience center. One of the best in the state. If you haven't stopped there before, do it today. Great staff, great food. You're going to love it. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, the chicken fettuccine is up today. All lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. 4-for-$4 deal going right now. Your favorite single topping, personal or breakfast pizza. Two fresh baked cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop or a coffee. 4-for-$4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Jay and Dickens has been waiting to weigh in here. Let's get you in here. Jay, what's on your mind?
Yeah, just got a thought for a commercial that Trump ought to run because it's the only way it'll get on to regular newscasts. It doesn't pay to have it just on Fox because you don't have the right people watching that. Would be a good idea if he got together some of the minority businesses that were affected not by the peaceful protests but by the riots and see how their businesses were affected and how they felt about it and what it did to their business, you know,
right.
The window smashing, the looting, you know, not the guys that were peaceful. It is America. Everybody has the right to do that. But the other ones, you know, there were businesses that were shut down because of that. And they were minority owned businesses in the minority owned sections.
You remember the, African-American woman in New York City, shop owner of some sort, and there was all kinds of lawlessness in the streets and graffiti and breaking windows and everything else, and she went on and just screamed at the protesters, just screamed at them. You know, hey, you're not helping. You're hurting me. This is my business you're hurting. Why do you think this is, you know?
I remember right, Fox was the main one that covered that. And NBC, CBS, ABC did.
No, they managed to show the protesters handing out lemonade and cookies.
But that's why if he did a commercial and put it on to the regular networks, don't even waste the money on Fox because those aren't the people that you're going after.
Yeah, so it's an interesting
NBC
thought.
NBC and CBS.
Our friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow is helping the president with his ad, so we'll pass that idea along, Jay. Appreciate your call. Clinton Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just curious. The Ad Council, been around forever. I think it's a 501(c). I'm not certain of that, but wondering, and it'd be a question for one of our senators, is the Ad Council getting any money from the taxpayers?
Why? What are their ads doing these days? I haven't seen an Ad Council ad in a long time.
They've got an ad on. I seen it last night where basically they're saying we can't have healing in this country until we take care of our past grievances with Black Lives Matter.
Wow.
It was a Black Lives Matter. I thought it was a Black Lives Matter commercial. And it ended with the Ad Council. And, you know, that was always public service advertisement for seatbelts.
Yeah, right. Touchy-feely stuff. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
No, that's such
you know,
a little...
They're basically on the side of the rioters. Is that right? And if so, are we contributing any taxpayer money?
Don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to put that in my tickler file, and we'll see if we can get an answer, okay?
Thank you.
Chris Larson, the fine producer of this program, is on it right now. Texture says, this is twice in one day. I'm a pharmacist in Battle Lake, Minnesota. I've been a pharmacist for 35 years. In respect to
hydroxychloroquine,
we have been dispensing it for 50-plus years. All you have to do is follow the money. Who stands to gain from not solving the problem with an inexpensive and effective treatment?
Liberals? Amen.
Liberals? Vaccine developers? Yeah. Follow the money. If you can't wait to talk to me, and we have to go to a news break, call us on the Oasis Petroleum Hotline, friends, at 855-200-1777.
Ryan Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Clark is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.